Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Authorities on Long Island say they've derailed a sophisticated ring of porch pirates.
Suffolk DA Ray Tierney saying that there were more than a dozen people indicted here, the suspects, mostly from the Bronx, working together to hack into computers to find out when and where these smartphones would be delivered in Suffolk. Then they'd swoop in and grab them right off the doorstep.
So they had received information, right, that the package would be delivered, the package of phones, specifically phones, would be delivered to a particular location, at a particular time, under a particular name.
Tierney says the hundreds of phones that were stolen were then taken to a fencing location in the Bronx and then sold not just in America, but internationally for big bucks. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
On the death of a senior citizen whose lifeless body was found in his apartment in Washington Heights is being blamed on his longtime neighbor. The NYPD says officers responded to a building on Overlook Terrace early Monday after a 911 call came in, apparently made by 45-year-old Alon Ryabivchek. They found the suspect sitting in the kitchen with a knife on the table, they say, and the body of 80-year-old Lev Vayner stabbed in the neck and abdomen. The suspect allegedly told police he'd had a mental break. Relatives tell ABC both men were longtime residents of the building, but Ryabivchek had been living in the lobby after his mother evicted him, and they think the victim may have invited the suspect into his home. The NYPD reports an arrest in a random attack on a toddler in Brooklyn over the summer. According to police, Anastasio Voglezone is the guy who walked right up to the child and her mother on McDonald Avenue in Kensington back on August 25th and then just pushed the three-year-old to the ground. The little girl suffered a cut to the elbow but didn't have to be hospitalized. The 39-year-old suspect was finally nabbed on Sunday night. According to investigators, he's facing charges including assault and reckless endangerment. Well, he's not in office yet, but Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani is very busy already. Yesterday, he announced the appointment of some 400 people to several transition committees tasked with helping his administration take shape.
The committees will help the mayor-elect prepare to address the affordability crisis, housing, community safety, economic development, and immigrant justice.
Two of these committees are without precedent in any mayoral transition, a testament to our new approach to governance. The Committee on Worker Justice, and on Community Organizing.
The appointees will advise Mamdani on policy and potential hires.
Over 70,000 New Yorkers have applied from every single zip code to join our administration.
Not all of the appointees align with Mamdani's campaign promises. Jed Walentis is the chairperson of the Real Estate Board of New York. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
Mamdani says he's received some 70,000 resumes from people who'd like to join his administration. Well, sometimes these days you just have to laugh, and nothing like a good funny movie if you need some help. Variety has put out a list of the top 100 best comedy movies of all time, and everyone has a favorite.
Long Islanders had holiday movies on their minds as they talked about their favorite funny movies.
Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation, that I think is one of the funniest movies ever. It wasn't as funny when I was a child, but now that I'm an adult with children and I see my husband doing the same things as him, it's quite comical because it's just real life. Everything goes wrong.
The top funny movie, according to Variety, Naked Gun.
Elf comes to mind because Christmas is here. That and A Christmas Story.
And what is so great about watching like a funny movie?
It makes you feel good.
Sophie Hall, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Now, among the other funniest ever movies, according to Variety, is Some Like It Hot, the 1959 classic with Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, and Marilyn Monroe. Annie Hall, the Woody Allen, Diane Keaton flick. Of course, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Also on the list, Fargo, Groundhog Day, Young Frankenstein, among the top 10. Well, every New Yorker should be able to enjoy a Thanksgiving meal, even if they're homebound. A charity group that works to make sure that happens is celebrating a milestone this year.
God's Love We Deliver, marking 40 years of nourishing New Yorkers, and this Thanksgiving, delivering 12,500 meals to households all over the five boroughs.
All of the ingredients are prepped by our thousands of volunteers that come in not only on Thanksgiving, not only in advance of Thanksgiving, but every single day to ensure that our clients are fed.
Stephen Covello is God's Love Philanthropy Director. He says each package is customized to help those with a specific illness.
They're going to be receiving, of course, turkey and all the fixins along with the stuffing and the gravy and the cranberry sauce.
All the meals free and delivered with love. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM.
Well, an outpouring of help in Mount Vernon for victims of a giant fire. Over 100 people lost everything in the five-alarm blaze, which tore through their apartment building and left them homeless, but donations have been pouring in. 1010 Wins spoke to Stephanie Dunn-Ashley, who heads the area chapter of the American Red Cross.
We're providing support services, including meals, disaster mental health, disaster health services. For instance, if you are a resident and you've lost your diabetes medication or your glasses or things like that, we're providing those services.
Authorities say the building is uninhabitable for the foreseeable future. Residents won't be able to salvage anything. Contact the Red Cross if you'd like information on how you can help. Well, the quiet of a low-key Queens neighborhood suddenly shattered by the sound of revving engines. The NYPD is stepping up patrols after a drag racing meetup that shattered the quiet of the neighborhood over the weekend.
People living on this quiet block of single-family homes say they've had problems with drag racing before, but never like this.
They were doing wheelies for 10, 20 minutes at a run. What scared me is for a long time, nonstop.
George Katakalidis said the chaos finally stopped when the gang set fire to the neighborhood security guard's car. Firefighters responded before police, but neighbor Larry Rutsch said a meeting with the NYPD was productive.
But it took something like this to really, you know, get the ball moving, because we've been asking for this for years, speed bumps and whatnot.
City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino said the police have stepped up nighttime patrols. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Queens.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.